of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Thursday, May 31. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Forks to hand over €23,000 worth of building supplies to elderly homeowners and some employees. Bahamas raises the value-added tax VAT from 7.5% to 12%, with exemptions set to offset WTO accession. And tickets go on sale today for the world's longest nonstop flight on Singapore Airlines' new Airbus A350-900 ULR. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Courts mattress sale is here. Shop from May 23rd to May 30th and get 30% off all back support sleep on it mattresses. That's right. Mattresses starting from as low as $629. Yes, Courts mattress sale is back for a limited time only. May 23rd to the 30th. Offer valid while stocks last. Press and in-store for detail. Carts, bringing value home.
Caribbean is our paradise, and nothing is more heart-wrenching than to see that paradise taken away. In 2017, we were helpless witnesses to the destruction of our beautiful islands, leaving in its trail devastation, despair, and even death. It's 2018, and Fast Cash is ready to face the storm with you. Get instant financing to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. From the reinforcement of your home to purchasing equipment, supplies, or paying for your insurance, whatever you need, our friendly staff are ready and waiting to assist you with one of our loans, which are instantly insured. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply.
Pastor Randy Rodney says the way we handle matters and settle situations needs to change. He used the quote from Proverbs 16:20 to illustrate this point. He says that we here in Dominica need to re-examine the way we deal with situations and with problem solving, for it is often closely tied to self-interest. Rodney says this comes from all areas of society and even from fellow men of the cloth. He says we need to be a little bit altruistic in our approach.
He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. He that handleth a matter wisely. We need to begin to look at a little closely in Dominica, in particular, a methodology in handling matters. The way we go about doing things, handling situations. And I found that even those who are members of the household of faith or who profess to know God as their savior, they handle matters in pretty despicable ways, not in accordance with who they are supposed to be. My friends, every matter that you would have to deal with needs to be handled in a manner that will redound to benefit. There are days that you have to just walk away from a matter. There are times when people make comments to you, and those comments are just provocative, just to get under your skin. I have observed sometimes organizations and individuals handle matters in Dominica, and I wonder about the handling of those matters. The way that they want to do it is to yield immediate personal benefit. And very often, immediate personal benefit does not give you long-term satisfaction.
Pastor Rodney elaborated on the point, giving examples of ways matters should not be handled in efforts to shed greater enlightenment.
It is folly to take your family matter and handle it outside in the public. You have a matter within your organization. It is a mistake to allow those who are fighting and battling with you to take you down, to give you advice on that matter. It is not even prudent to share the details of the matter with them. He that handleth a matter wisely. You have your children, and the matters with your children must be handled very well. Your children, I often say to our parents that our children have learned so much more than us as a result of their constant engagement online. They have learned the good, the bad, and the ugly. And when you handle a matter with them, you need to handle it with a lot of wisdom. You need to handle it knowing that at the end of it, you want to look back at these children and be proud of them. They will make mistakes sometimes. But when they make those mistakes, because they are your children, you must never throw them under the bus. Not even if your best neighbor advises you to. Never do that. Because the same neighbor who advises you to throw them under the bus would not throw theirs under the bus. He that handles a matter wisely. There's some of you spouses, for example, who handle matters, and you get into calling your spouses names or saying things to other people about your spouses. You're not smart. It means handling matters in the way that God desires for us to handle it. It means doing things the way that God wants you to do it.
Owner of the Premium Home and Residential Care Services, Farks Marie-Therese Joncaire, has informed Q95 News of the organization's receipt of over 23,000 euros of building supplies from its French counterpart in Martinique. Joncaire explains that the French-based organization sent construction personnel to do their assessments of the building structures belonging to some elderly homeowners in Dominica and structures belonging to the employees of Farks. The Farks CEO says her organization has plans to host a handing over ceremony on June 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Mount Carmel facility in Mont Daniel. Joncaire spoke to Q95 News in an exclusive interview on Wednesday.
We are delighted to be able to distribute galvanage and roofing material that we have received from Martinique from the group Solidaire of Shell Share, the Friends of Shell Share. We are eternally grateful to them because they have provided us with over 23,000 euros
wow.
in value of roofing materials, and the whole thing started because they assisted us in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Maria. They brought in approximately 12 tons of food and other supplies that we desperately needed for our elderly residents and for our staff. And then a couple of the group came over to see what had happened, and they were so touched by what the workers, what they call the agents of Fox, the employees of Fox, the fact that they had stayed for 15 days, some of them, without going home just to make sure that our elderly residents were okay, the fact that their roofs were uncovered, the total devastation that they saw. They wanted to do something to contribute, but in particular for the elderly and for those who work with the elderly. And
President of the St. Lucia National Council for Persons of Disabilities, Murphilus James, is calling on members of the Dominica Association of People with Disabilities, DAPD, to be greater advocates in getting the government of Dominica to address their needs. He was addressing the 34th AGM of the DAPD on Wednesday.
We, as disability rights advocates, cannot avoid interacting with politicians on all sides, because it is in this political arena that the decisions which impact our lives are made. The reality is well known. Political parties know how to mobilize and to get persons with disabilities out to the polling stations on election day, because every vote matters. They understand the power of your vote, my brothers and sisters. And oh goodness, may they never forget that power. They will promise to address our need for employment, housing, access to public services and social assistance. But all too common across the world, there is the total disappearance of this attention and zeal when they get elected. We the people vote for representatives to work for and to serve us. We are, however, far too often enslaved by the unfortunate notion that the politicians are in power. Oh no, the politicians are in office. It is we, the people, who are always in power. As disability rights advocates, let us cherish and utilize the power of democracy and diplomacy and persevere in advocating for our advancement.
Meanwhile, Family and Gender Affairs Minister Catherine Daniel represented Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett at the AGM, which was held under the theme, A Journey of Development, Advocacy, Perseverance, and Determination.
We have not only the government, but even those present here today. We have to be more sensitive to the needs of the less fortunate and vulnerable among us. We believe in the development of our people, regardless of color, race, class, or creed. We believe in the development of our people. Some of us make it, and I implore some of you here, if you can contribute a little, even though it's $10 a month, $20 a month, to help the DAPD, this would go a long way, because they have their bills to meet, they have other things to do. And let's continue to put action to the things that we say about them, to the things that we'd like to see about them, because all of us are Dominicans together, and all of us would like to see the betterment of everyone else, I hope.
There has been progress in the integration of climate resilience international planning for Dominica. That's according to monitoring and evaluation expert at the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Program, DVRP, Nadet Langford. She says the pilot program for climate resilience, PPCR, has reported advancement in key indicators 1 and 2.
Between 2016 and 2017 calendar years, we have recorded, based on the initial scoring workshop, at least 13% increase in terms of progress for indicator 1, which measures your integration of climate resilience into national planning. And basically, we speak of whether you have plans, policies in place that are adopted and embed climate resilience strategies. In terms of co-indicator 2, which represents the evidence, we also recorded increasing progress performance in 2017. Unfortunately, the increase is hinged on post-Maria efforts and not really, which is more reactionary as opposed to what we do every day. To achieve resilience in national planning, it has to become a way of life and not in a reactionary mode. So what we would like to do, through the World Bank and some other international organizations, there are technical assistance available to the line ministries, which we will be pursuing in the next coming months, to help them develop your strategies, your plans, your work plans, also for capacity building. At the juncture we are in terms of the PPCR, on our fifth year in reporting, which would be next year, we would really like to report that we have moved from just having a draft plan to having an approved plan.
The PPCR is headed into its fifth year. Meanwhile, Joseph Isaac, Minister for Climate Resilience, says the PPCR will play a major role in Dominica becoming climate resilient.
The PPCR assists governments in integrating climate resilience into strategic development planning across sectors and stakeholder groups. Second, it provides concessional and grant funding to put the plans into action and a pilot innovation or innovative approach to public and private sector solutions. Initiatives such as these are welcomed by small island states like Dominica, especially post-Hurricane Maria. Successful resilience building is based on three pillars. The first one is the institutional pillar, second, operational, and the third, the technical. The PPRC core indicators 1 and 2 directly addresses the institutional capacity within key sectors, which must work together to realize integration of the climate resilient approach. This national goal to become the first climate resilient country in the world can only be achieved through commitment and partnership, not only within the private sector, but by embracing a public-private partnership approach.
The practice of a good oral health from an early age is the answer to preventing complications later in life. This comment came from Health Minister Kenneth Darrow as Dominica observes Oral Health Week, which is being celebrated globally under the theme Education and Advocating for Optimum Oral Health. Dr. Darrow made a special address to the nation.
Preventative dental care is important for all ages, particularly young people between the stages of childhood, adolescence, and early childhood, and is the key to long-term oral health and overall health. It is therefore hoped that patients will become more involved and take responsibility for their oral health care. Oral health continues to be a critical aspect of general health conditions around the world. And because of its weight in the global burden of disease, its associated treatment costs, and the potential for effective prevention, it has been given priority globally. Poor oral health, which causes pain or discomfort, disrupts the normal functioning of the body, resulting in persons being unable to function properly. Thus, work output is reduced or is halted, completely due to an inability to function. Dental decay and gum disease are among the most common among the children and adult population. Worldwide, 60 to 90% of school children and nearly 100% of adults have dental cavities, which can be prevented by maintaining a constant low level of fluoride in the oral cavity.
Meanwhile, Daru says many oral diseases can be prevented with proper diets, proper brushing, and flossing.
Severe periodontal disease, which may result in tooth loss, is found in 15 to 20% of middle age, that is adults 35 to 44 years. And globally, about 30% of people aged 65 to 74 have no natural teeth. However, with early detection and intervention, dental caries and periodontal diseases can be either prevented or treated at a reduced cost. Individuals can take actions for themselves and for persons under their care to prevent oral disease and maintain health. With appropriate diet and nutrition, primary prevention of many oral diseases can be achieved. Lifestyle behaviors that affect general health, such as tobacco use, excessive alcohol consumption, poor dietary choices, poor oral hygiene, and other social determinants affect oral health as well. The risk factors for oral diseases are also the risk factors that are common to chronic and non-communicable diseases. Oral health, therefore, is a significant contributor to the quality of life.
And in order to ensure that there is quality and adherence to the standards in construction, the government of Dominica, along with international partners, have decided to set up a number of technical assistance centers in the 7 health districts in Dominica. That's according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. He said these centers will be staffed with qualified architects and engineers.
The intention, and we'll have 2 in Roseau area, La Plaine, Sensei in the Calago territory, Marigot, Portsmouth, Cassie Bruce and Granby. And those units, those centers, will be staffed by qualified people, architects and engineers, who will be authorized in law to do site inspection of construction sites, both private and public buildings in Dominica. And in the next 3 weeks, next week coming, 3 of these will be operational in Dominica. And in the next couple of weeks, we shall conclude the other 4 areas. Because we want to ensure that our decision to build greater resilience, to build back better, are all manifested in what we do in this country. And construction, the adherence to rules and standards is certainly paramount in this effort.
In other news this afternoon, the Bahamas budget debate for the 2018-2019 fiscal year was opened in the House of Parliament on Wednesday by Peter Turnquest, Minister for Finance and Deputy Prime Minister. The most important item taken from the budget communication laid out by Turnquest indicated an increase in value-added tax VAT from 7.5% to 12%. Additionally, while VAT will be increased across the board, certain items will be exempt, like breadbasket items, except sugar, medicines, residential property insurance, and residential electricity bills at or under $100, and water bills at or under $50. And starting October 11, passengers on Singapore Airlines' newest plane, the Airbus A350-900 ULR for ultra-long range, will travel on a record-breaking, globe-spanning flight that will reconnect to 2 major metropolises. The airline used by to fly the gas-guzzling 4-engine A4500 on the 9,500-mile route with just 100 business-class seats on board. The service was inefficient, and Singapore Airlines canceled the flights in 2013. The new flights will initially run 3 times a week, with daily operations starting October 18 after a second Airbus A350-900 enters service. Tickets go on sale today. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Parks to hand over 23,000 euros worth of building supplies to elderly home owners and some employees. Bahamas raises the VAT from 7.5% to 12%, with exemptions set to offset WTO accession. And tickets go on sale today for the world's longest nonstop flight on Singapore Airlines' new Airbus A350-900 ULR. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. We say thanks to our sponsors. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.